Let's go to, where are we going? Emma in California. Emma, they say you're 8 years old. Welcome.
Hi, Mr. Madrid.
Hello. What would you like to
I
talk
have a
about?
question for you. Who created God?
You ready for the answer? Who created God?
Yes.
Nobody. See, God has always existed. And I know that's a very hard thing for us to understand. It's hard for me to understand. But God has always existed. He always will exist. He always has existed because he's outside of time. We're inside of time. You know how you remember yesterday and you think about what it will be like tomorrow and you know what it's like right now? You know how you do that?
Yes.
Okay, that's because we're in time. So in God, or for God, he's outside of time. So for him, there is no yesterday or tomorrow. There's always just now. And I know it's hard to understand, but that's how it is for God. So God was not created by anybody. God has always existed, and all of the things that have been created came originally from God. Isn't that amazing?
Oh. Yeah, it's kind of weird.
Let me give you an example, okay? Have you ever been with your mom or dad in the car when you come to a train tracks crossing and that bar comes down? Well, the gremlins are at work. What can I say? They had a long weekend too, apparently. Emma, I got disconnected from you, or vice versa, I'm not sure yet, but are you still there with me? You're asking me about who created God?
Yes.
Okay. So I
I
was
can
about to
hear
sh
you.
Pardon me?
I can hear you.
Oh, okay. I thought you said I appreciate you. Well, thank you. I can hear you too. So I wanted to give you an analogy that might help you understand about how God has existed always, and without God, nothing could exist. So remember when I was talking about the train tracks and you're in the car with your mom or dad and that bar comes down to stop the trains from going forward? You've seen that, right?
Yes.
Okay. So the last car on the train is called a caboose. Now that last car it's moving. You can see it moving, right? But how is it moving? Can the caboose move on its own, or how is it moving?
On a train?
Right, but the caboose is, let me ask it this way. Why is that last car in the train moving? It's because it's hooked up to the car in front of it, right? You see? Okay. So the caboose is moving because it's connected to the car in front of it, and that's pulling it. But that car that's pulling the caboose is hooked up to the car in front of it, right? And that car is pulling it and the caboose. You see?
Yeah.
Okay. So imagine that there were 100 of those train cars, and that's all there were. We're just the one car hooked to another one, hooked to another one. And if the very front one was just another train car, how could any of those train cars move? They couldn't move, could they? Unless there was an engine. There has to be an engine at the front of the train, right? Okay. So if you think about that, what you'll see is that in order for all those other train cars to move, they have to be hooked up to something at the very front of it, which is pulling everything. Otherwise, none of those cars could move. And that train engine is kind of like God in the sense that if God is not there, if God doesn't exist, then all these other things in the world, like you and me and this planet and the universe and all those things, they wouldn't exist. But they do because God has always existed and nobody created him. It's a big topic, Emma. I hope that helps you. Thank you for calling. What a great way to finish the show today. Until tomorrow, I'll pray for you. Please pray for me. God bless you.